At his quiet East Oakland, California cottage, 35-year-old Robert Trujillo works as an artist and illustrator. He's one of 15 artists selected by the San Francisco Bay Area-based Culture Strike for Visions from the Inside, a collaboration in which illustrators visually interpret firsthand accounts related in letters written by women and children held at a family detention center in South Texas. Trujillo adapted one such letter written by a 10-year-old named Miguel. The piece portrays details from the boy's description of daily life in the detention center and includes a large man with an angry face on the front of his head and a happy face on the back. The figure is hunched over and pointing at two children.
The boy, when he wrote the letter, he talked about how the guards that they work with can be kind of two-faced and how some of them will be, you know, very kind, you know, when the media is around or when they feel like it, they'll be a little bit kind, but when it comes to other things, like, they'll just turn very quickly and be very mean to them.
Trujillo was invited to participate in the Visions from the Inside collaboration by Culture Strike's artist projects manager, Julio Salgado, a 31-year-old undocumented artist who also contributed a piece to the series. Salgado's illustration shows a mother and son huddled inside an ice cube. He explains that the mother who wrote the letter that inspired the piece said she'd been kept for 7 days in a frigid detention cell, a practice that immigrant detainees say is not uncommon.
You know, and it's called hieleras because, or icebox, because it gets really cold. And a lot of the times they do this on purpose, immigration does this on purpose, so that people get desperate and then sign detention. The self-deportation releases, and you know, and you sign the papers and that's it without seeing a judge or anything. And so the letter mentioned, and I'm not gonna forget this, like, it mentions, like, the mom mentioning how she celebrated her kid's first birthday inside of a detention center. And so I put that, you know, I made this, like, mom and this kid's, like, hugging each other. And there's, like, a birthday cake with the number one.
Salgado says the concept behind Visions from the Inside stemmed from a conversation he had with a detainee during a visit to the Eloy Detention Center in Arizona earlier this year, organized by Mariposas Sin Fronteras, an advocacy group for undocumented LGBTQ in detention.
And so I noticed, you know, he had writing, you know, he had a piece of paper, and so I asked him about the letter writing. So I'm like, how important is for you letter writing? And he was just like, it's the only way that I can tell my own story. And it's the only way that I can get in touch with organizations like Mariposas Sin Fronteras. And we don't, because people don't write letters anymore. We live in the world of email and texting. And so you don't realize how something so basic to a lot of us, you know, to, like, write a letter, how crucial it is for people in detention centers to communicate with the outside world.
The letters that inspired Visions from the Inside are part of a digital archive provided by the End Family Detention Network. Detention capacity for holding mothers with children has expanded exponentially since the summer of 2014, during a spike in apprehensions of unaccompanied minors and of women with children along the border with Mexico. Most of those now in family detention are from Central America and are awaiting the outcomes of asylum claims. The detention center in Karnes County, Texas, is one of two large for-profit facilities in South Texas, open since 2014 specifically to detain immigrant women with children. But Stephen Kang, Equal Justice Rights Fellow with the American Civil Liberties Union Immigrants' Rights Project, says there are viable alternatives to detention.
The government basically made the argument that we need to be able to use these fast-track deportation procedures to deport women and children. And we really question whether that's actually true. It can instead just refer these women and children, most of whom have quite valid and strong asylum claims, and just refer them to regular removal proceedings before an immigration judge where they're going to get a full and fair chance to present their claim. And that would also not require them to be detained at these facilities where these women and children are clearly suffering.
A federal judge in California recently ruled that the detention of immigrant children in jail-like facilities is unlawful and in violation of a long-standing agreement known as the Flores Settlement, and has given the Obama administration until October 23rd to release the minors. What will come after detention, or whether the mothers will be released with their children, remains to be seen. Through their work, artists behind Visions from the Inside hope to provide a glimpse of how women and children experience living in a prison-like setting in a way that people on the outside can understand. Asadia Malik, FSRN, Oakland.